This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants. They came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do mean get involved in the conversation. Okay? Don't just sit there and listen and yell at your radio and not engage. If you don't engage, it's pretty useless. Seriously, because you're not getting the other side of the conversation. If you hop up on our chat room, therealside.com, and you can speak to smarter people or converse with or engage with smarter people than I, and I realize that's really not hard to do. Usually the backyard dog is a little smarter than I am at times. One of the things that, about the that isn't being talked about a lot, but I guess her name is Ivanka. Ivanka Trump, who gave her speech, and the reason I brought up what I did earlier was I was on a show earlier today doing an interview, and one of the people on the interview thought that him having his kids there, it was no big deal. Didn't find it anything to really give a whole bunch of credence to. Because what are your kids going to say about you? And I joked and said, if you get my kids up there, we may have a problem. You may have to bleep a couple things. And so for his kids, you have to. But think about what you're looking at. And don't give me the color stuff, because some of you have already done this to me. I'm not interested in your problem with skin color, because I don't have a problem with it. You know, they are the stereotypical white-paste family. Well, you know what? How about this? They're the stereotypical family. There's nothing, you know, when I'm not talking about money either. You know, somebody pointed out the fact that Ivanka's dress is a $135 dress. She is a billionaire. Daddy could buy her just about anything, and she goes out in a $135 dress. She might have a $100 pair of shoes on, and she didn't look like she had much jewelry on. I can't tell from the picture, but I don't think she had much jewelry on. And then you have Hillary Clinton, right? The $150 million speech person. And here she comes out. What, the last thing I saw her at an event, they tagged the coat at $12,000. Ivanka, I don't think, had $12,000 worth of anything on, combined. But she gets out there. And apparently there was an increase to emergency rooms across the country by liberals after she saw. Yeah, they popped eyeballs. I'm telling you, they're popping out of their heads all over the place. She comes out and she says, and I don't know if we were expecting anything big from her or not. But Americans across the political spectrum, from the most hardcore liberal to the most faithful conservative, and everyone in between, was somehow touched by what she had to say. And liberals are already doing everything they can do to diminish Ivanka's articulate words and heartfelt praise for her father. What did she say that made them crazy? She said he is colorblind and gender neutral. He hires the best person for the job, period. He was one of the first large developers to give women prominent roles in project management. Wow. He wouldn't do that. He's too white for that. And then on top of that, a woman with the same title as a male gets paid the same amount of money. He actually has more women working for him than he does men. How do you fight this? These are real numbers. What are they going to do? He is exactly the opposite person that they're trying to peg him. Well, liberals are trying to peg him at. Some conservatives, too. Now, his daughter, and again, I'm tired of hearing this stuff. Your kids don't always have nice things to say about you, especially when you're not around. Let me tell you what. And in a lot of cases, he's totally, totally opposite of what the left wants to paint him as. She went on to say, when Donald Trump is in charge, all that counts is ability, effort, and excellence, which to a large group of a certain kind of people on the left, it is not. They don't care. They think they should have a job no matter what. It doesn't care what kind of how productive they are. To them, that doesn't matter. So I think it is now time for us to start pushing back. It's time for us not to let them get away. A lot of times we shrugged our shoulders. We blew it off and shrugged our shoulders as it was no big deal. Right? But that's not the case anymore. You can't let them, because they take that and run with it. When we run with it against them, they're not interested and they ignore us. That's how they move forward. They ignore us. You know, it's just amazing. Okay, when we come back from the break, I've got one here that you're just going to love. And it's a young lady arguing with a cop over her rights. What is she called? I'll tell you what she called when we come back. An inhabitant. She's a universal inhabitant, and she doesn't have to adhere to the laws of this country. However, she's standing on a law of this country to prove that she's a universal inhabitant that doesn't have to stand on the laws of the country. Yeah, I know, I'm confused too. Grab a shot of whiskey, throw it back. When we come back from the break, you'll be able to understand this.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional items. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis.
analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ealy. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 You got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
Yeah, right.
They call me Cuba Pete. I'm the king of the rumba beat. When I play the maracas, I go chick, chicky, boom, chick, chicky, boom. Yes, sir, I'm Cuban Pete.
We are back.
I'm
Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I so much appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and there's a dozen ways to get involved with the show. You can head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. We are live on Facebook, if you care. We got a million things going on up there. I want to hop on this one because I think this is sad and funny both at the same time. So there was a young lady who decided, and I think we're going to talk through the clip. And then I will explain what she's actually talking about. Now, she got pulled over by the cops, or actually her boyfriend got pulled over by the cops. And the cop puts her boyfriend in handcuffs, and he's outside the car, and then he starts asking her questions. She starts getting a little flippant with him, like she's got rights that none of us know about. So take a listen to this, and then I'll narrate a little bit as we go on.
But we told you he's an Article 4 free inhabitant, so he does not have to have a license. This is on record.
All right, so you can already tell it's probably a younger girl, right? He's an Article 4 free inhabitant. I looked it up. I could find Article 4, but not free inhabitant. I'll explain in a minute what that means.
But we told you he's an Article 4 free inhabitant, so he does not have to have a license.
Oh, well, heck, that's right. You know, that's, you don't need a license. Let him go. Let me get him out of the handcuffs right away.
This is on recording. Article.
Oh, hey, I must be right because I'm recording it. I just had a ball with this girl. I loved her. She would be, I would want to clip her at least once a week.
For free inhabitant pursuant to the Articles of Confederation, you can look it up. It's in the United States Book of Codes. It is your laws you have to follow.
So they're your laws, you have to follow them, and I'm going to take advantage of them.
All right, I will do that. Just be fine. I'll walk you back here.
Now, her boyfriend right now is outside going, I just met her. I don't know. I don't even know her last name.
Article 4, free inhabitant pursuant to the Articles of Confederation.
Put the camera down for me. Is that if it records, that's fine. Mm-hmm. But I don't want you holding anything.
No weapons. All right. No.
Okay. So what I'm going to ask you to do is the same thing.
And get out of the car?
Yes.
No, I'm not getting out of the car.
Oh, no. I don't have to do anything you say because I'm a free inhabitant. I don't know what that means. You're a free inhabitant. Now, I found out what it meant after, but I'm sitting here thinking, I don't know what that means. You see, you don't have to pay taxes. You don't have to follow the laws. You can drive the roads. Right? You can use all the benefits of being part of a country affords you, but you don't have to be part of the country. You don't have to listen to the authorities in the country.
Car. All you right. Can go get your superior.
Well, I am going to tow this car, and you cannot be in the vehicle while I'm towing this vehicle.
Well, if you go get your superior, he'll clarify
right
that he can be set free because he does not
have
to have a license.
It's not going to happen right now, young lady.
Well, I'll just listen to you, young lady. You must know. You obviously know what you're talking about because you keep saying it.
So either you're going to come out of the car on your own free will, or I'm going to assist you.
Oh, please assist her. Please.
I'm going to get out of the car and walk down to that house.
No, you are not free to leave right now.
Don't you love this? Let me antagonize the guy with the gun.
Are you saying you have authority over me?
Yes, I do.
You have proven authority over me.
Yes, I do.
How did you do that?
The County of Imperial through the sheriff.
You do not have authority over a human being,
right,
over
well,
a free
you know,
inhabitant.
Do you want to argue the point?
You need to go.
Isn't this like yelling, you've waited 2.5 hours on hold for tech support, and then you yell at the guy that picks up the phone? Is that about a -3 IQ?
Look up your laws.
I don't have to look at anything right now. What I need to do is get you out of the vehicle. If you have identification, please hand the identification over to me.
No.
Identify yourself.
Now, you got to admit, this cop is so cool. He's. I would say he was a 40-year veteran, but he looks about 35. And he totally has it together. By this time, she would have been handcuffed, duct taped, and strapped to the top of the roof if I was the police officer.
And I'm not going to step out of the vehicle.
All right. Well, you know, you are impeding my investigation. You are delaying me, which is a penal code violation in the state of California.
That law only applies to U.S. citizens.
Well, where are you a citizen of?
I am not a U.S. citizen.
Well, see, that's
I am a free inhabitant. I am.
See, she's not a U.S. citizen. But she's quoting U.S. law. She's taking advantage. No, now she is a U.S. citizen, but she doesn't identify. You're going to hear her say that. I don't identify as a U.S. citizen. I'm like, really? Is that what we've gone to now?
Of the earth, I do not belong to any corporation. I do not belong to any country.
Yeah, but as long as you're in the sovereign states of the United States, you will abide by the rules and laws.
See,
and you have certain protections.
No, a free inhabitant is they are allowed to, they're free people. They have all of the rights of a U.S. citizen without following any of their laws.
Well, that would just be pure anarchy if that were the case.
No, I'm 12 and I know better than you.
Peaceful people.
This is one of her nut job left wing hardcore professors that have been feeding her all this junk, and she's buying it.
Up and ask him, and they'll tell you exactly what I'm talking about.
Well, I don't know who to call.
Your superior.
Well, I am a superior to a certain extent.
So call your superior.
Well, it's going to take a couple hours or so for somebody to come down.
Well, just
and that's
call
not going to happen right now.
Well, then we're going to have to solve it some other way.
All right.
We just need to, you need to call and tell them I'm a free inhabitant and find.
Can you believe the spine? This is courage. This is stupidity at a whole different level. And I can't believe this. I mean, I enjoyed this. I listened to this clip about five or six times. I enjoyed it so much.
Well, I am going to tow this vehicle, young lady, so you cannot be in this vehicle.
I understand that. So I'm
All right, so if I can't be in it and you want to tow it, I'm just going to head down to the house down the street. Yeah. I don't care what you say.
I'm going to get out of the vehicle and I'm going to walk down to that house because you do not have authority over me. Well, then I'm not getting out of the vehicle.
No, you're not.
Why?
You're not free to leave.
Why?
As soon as I conclude the rest of my investigation, you will be free to leave. As far as I know, you have not done anything wrong at this point, but you are slowly reaching to that point.
You know what?
148 piece.
This guy is a saint. I would have reached across the seat by now.
I'll get out of the vehicle for you. I will get out of the vehicle. No, I'm kidding. Come on.
All right. Well, you're not free to leave.
You're
going to take the bag off.
No,
you're
I'm
gonna
not.
Take the bag off.
No, I'm not.
They're not sure.
You haven't won one argument yet. What are you doing? If this was my daughter when she got home, I'd punish her again.
Hey! You're raping me! This is rape!
No. You gotta hear this. He's trying to put handcuffs on her. And this is rape. This is why these young people are so confused. They have no clue as to what the meanings of these words are.
All right, well, you're not free to leave.
You're
gonna take the bag off.
No, I'm not!
Take the bag off.
No, I'm not!
They're not sure.
Hey! This is rape!
While I look up the word rape, we're going to go to a quick break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty HealthShare. That's right, the people at Liberty HealthShare have plans that will work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty HealthShare plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you spend with me. You know, I mean, I know there's a gabillion and 3,247 stations. Seriously. That you could be listening to, but you've chosen this one. So I do appreciate the time you spend with me. Now, somebody asked me, I was at a luncheon today where somebody said, so is your show mostly political? I said, no. No, I deal with all kinds of morons, not just politicians. And I was explaining, you know, we do all kinds of social crazy stories. Things that even my level-headed, I know some of you go, can't make that comment in the same sentence, but some of my level-headed Democratic friends would say, that's not true. That can't be happening. But it is. So anyway, I have this young lady that's first she wasn't being arrested, just detained. Cop is just trying to work through what's going on, making sure he's safe. Cop is very calm with her. Police officer is a true professional, true gentleman. And she just keeps poking the bear until she gets a response. And it's what we've been saying for days. Shut up. Say nothing till it's over. Take a listen.
I'm kidding, Mama.
All right, well, you're not free to leave.
I'm
you're going to take the bag off.
No, I'm not.
You're going to take the bag off.
No, I'm not.
Then aren't you?
Hey! Raping me. Right. This is rape.
I actually had to tone that down. It was so loud it was piercing my ear. Now notice what time he didn't smash the camera. He didn't tell her to turn it off. He said it could still record, just put it down somewhere. I can't have you have anything in your hands. That kind of thing.
Your arm.
It's relaxed.
Stop fighting with
me. It's relaxed.
Stop fighting with me. Stop fighting.
All right? Okay. I'm not fighting.
Center 2, 5, 6. I got a bad event.
Here, I'm lifting my arm up.
Leave your arm right there.
It hurt. Okay, I told you what I...
Now listen to her. I'm lifting my arm up because it hurts. We'll hit it in a second.
Leave your arm right there. It hurt. Okay, I told...
All right. It hurt. I'm lifting my arm and it hurts, and don't tell me I can't do that. Who does she think she is? I mean, these are the young millennials that don't seem to understand. You know, they want to say they have rights. They think they have open, unfettered rights. No, you don't. Nobody does.
What I was doing.
This is pain compliance, okay? It's not meant to be comfortable.
I love it. See, I was telling you what I was doing, therefore you should let me do what I want to do. He said, no, this is called being in compliance. It's not meant to be comfortable. However, if you had shut your mouth, you would have been very comfortable either sitting in the car or on the side of the curb, without handcuffs on, without fighting with the police officer, and without having somebody want to look inside your purse. Duh.
This is completely illegal.
Yes, the non-attorney at law says this is illegal.
No! Take my bag off!
I can't.
You're not putting me in the car. You can wait till you get your superior. You are not taking my bag off. You can handcuff me with my bag on.
You're right. I will.
Choice of words. You're right. I can't handcuff you with the bag on.
Relax.
I'm relaxed.
All right. Did you hear that? I want you to listen carefully. I'm going to back it up just a little bit. I want you to hear that. Listen to the snip, and then guess what happens next.
Handcuff me with my bag on.
You're right. I will. Relax.
I'm relaxed.
He has handcuffed her with her bag on. He said, yeah, you're right. I can. I will.
You're not my bag!
He did exactly what I would have done. He snipped off her bag. Isn't that wonderful? I think it is. I think it's hilarious. Sure, lady, I'll do what you want me to do. Now she's been fighting with him. She was arguing with him that her boyfriend didn't need a driver's license because he was a free human or something. And, well, he's in handcuffs right now because he didn't need a driver's license. And she wasn't going to get out of the car. She wasn't going to give him any ID. She wasn't going to take off her bag. She is out of the car. He has her bag, and therefore he has her ID. She is 0 for 1,000.
You got my bag! You're going to get in so much trouble, you son of a bitch! You're going to get sued! You don't even know what you're doing!
You don't know what you're doing yet. Yes, keep yelling at the guy who has handcuffs on you and who has your bag now. I don't even know if it's a cheap bag or an expensive bag, but he has your bag now. He's within the law. If anybody gets, I mean, if the court ever got a hold of this, he's calm. He's cool. Your attorney's going to listen to this and go, are you out of your mind? Why didn't you shut your mouth?
I'm telling you, I'm going to fucking sue you.
Stop.
What's your name? Argadona. Argadona. You're going to get arrested. You're going to get sued. Oh, my God. You don't know your own laws.
Relax, young lady.
You don't know your own laws.
Relax, young lady.
I can't believe you just did this.
You need to calm down.
You're going to get in trouble. You don't know your own laws.
Calm down.
You're illegally doing this. I told you I was a free inhabitant.
Calm down.
You are illegally doing this.
Young lady, calm down.
You are illegally doing this. I told you this is a...
You know, he's sitting there, he's going, where did I put that tase gun? I know I have it around here somewhere. What did I do with that gun?
Illegally doing this.
Young lady, calm down.
You are illegally doing this. I told you this is against my will. You did this illegal. You cut my bag.
All right, you're under arrest.
No, I'm not. No.
I am not. You can't make me. Come on. I mean, seriously, this is psycho ward stuff. This is what I got mad at you guys for last night. This is how you've raised your children. They really do believe that they are the end-all, be-all of everything. That the world revolves around them, and if they say it's illegal, it's illegal. If they say you can't, then you can't. I would have loved it if she said, my daddy is going to come and fix it. Daddy would probably end up in handcuffs right next to her.
No, I'm not! Just leave my stuff!
Relax.
No! Leave me alone!
You can't have this big camera, right?
You can go get your superior!
I will
go get and I'm waiting right here! Go get your superior!
I'm waiting right... Well, yes, you are waiting right there because, sweetheart, he's towing your car. He's got you in handcuffs. He's got your bag and your ID. And you ain't walking no place.
You son of a bitch! You
need to calm down.
You need to f***ing learn your damn job because you don't know your f***ing law! Go get your superior and go get...
Now, isn't that just like a lib? zero to dumb in no time at all. Because yelling louder and screaming and swearing at the officer who's got your fate in his hands there for the moment. You know, I mean, that it makes so much sense, right? Doesn't it? Now, I don't know what color she was. I don't really care. But she is definitely a younger jerk. I think a proper terminology? You tell me. I think she's a younger jerk. That's what I think.
God.
Please stop.
You need to f***ing learn your damn job because you haven't made your f***ing law. Go get your superior and go get your f***ing law.
Let's go.
No. You son of a f***ing
But we told you he's an Article 4 free.
Right, so she raised all this noise. She did all this crazy stuff. Okay, wigged out on the cop, the one that put her in cuffs. And could keep her there for quite some time. And why did she do it all? I'm just trying to understand. Why'd she do it? Because she's a free... Here, I'm going to read what this is. Because you're just going to laugh. Now, she kept quoting Article 4, right? Isn't that what she kept quoting? So let's read Article 4 together. Everybody go to your Constitution. Now, you're not supposed to... You can't confuse this with the related... Privileges Clause. You're not going to know anything about that until we come back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be right back.
But your minerals don't have to be one of them. CRSupplements.com liquid minerals make that easy. The same size that a plant hair root absorbs, CRSupplements.com liquid minerals are easy for your body to use, and they are easy for you to add to daily liquid intake. Made in the USA and kosher certified, we offer 21 different minerals that may be lost in food processing or don't exist in foods grown on depleted soils. Choose easy. Get easy to swallow liquid minerals from CRSupplements.com.
To a professional trader in precious metals, the key is spot price. Spot price is market price, what gold or silver actually costs on the exchange. Regular people looking to invest never get spot price because resellers add fees for everything. Refining, minting, brokerage costs, commissions. The public is never offered spot price until now. In a limited new customer outreach, JM Bullion offers you the chance to own a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, commissions, markups, not even a shipping cost. Now, through JM Bullion, own the most real investment of all at real cost. Not a piece of paper from Wall Street or a bank. A 10-ounce bar of silver at spot price. That's a solid investment. But you must act now. Go online to realpricesilver.com for this limited time offer. That's realpricesilver.com. Realpricesilver.com. Limit one offer per household. 50 United States only.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com. Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And you know, I don't have a show if I don't have you. What? That's pretty good. That was pretty bad, I know. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always, that's why I don't do comedy. Yeah, it doesn't work out well for me. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5568. You gotta. It's funny, I've already had some people respond to me about this. And I don't think. It's kind of weird because you really don't know when you see the little tweets go out and stuff like that. You really don't know what it means. And so I asked the question, are you a U.S. inhabitant? And I think I insulted some people. That's why you gotta pay attention to what's going on. You can't just decide you think you know what's being said. So, this young lady in the last segment, you have to go back and get it because I ain't playing it again. I can't do it seven times in one day. It's just not going to work for me. But she was using our laws to say that she wasn't under our laws, which I always found kind of quite interesting. Yes, I don't subscribe to the laws of the U.S., and you can't make me according to the laws of the U.S. Huh? What? So this girl is quoting, let's see how smart some of you are. This girl is quoting Article 4 out of the Articles of Confederacy. I have it right here. Actually, I have it right in front of me. God. Article 4, Section 2, Clause 1. It's also known as the Committee Clause. Now, she's saying that the clause says Yeah, this shows you how what a bunch of smart people we've got coming out of the school districts. She says that the law states that she doesn't have to adhere to the law because she's a, what'd she call herself? Free inhabitant. Yeah, that's right, a free inhabitant. Which I don't, does that mean she's habitating the law for free? I'm habitating the land for free? And she doesn't feel like she has to pay anything or do anything? Probably. What a piece of work. Anyway, what it actually says, it prevents a state from treating citizens of other states in a discriminatory manner, making it legal and lawful to travel from state to state openly. Think about that. You didn't have to go through border crossings, and you don't have to have your papers with you. No, you just have to have a driver's license. One of the reasons that the free inhabitants of each of these states, now, paupers, vagabonds, and fugitives from justice were exempt from the law, or were exempted, so you could be treated a little nastier than you would have been in other states. Otherwise, you had all the states and freedom, all the freedoms and privileges that state offered to its citizens were also offered to you. So, she was a moron. It ain't that hard to figure out. And we're putting these people, I mean, think about this, we're putting these people on the state, on the street. Right? And then the other thing, which I think is hilarious, is it's the Articles of Confederation. I don't think they apply anymore. I don't want to give too much away. I don't want anybody to. But I mean, seriously, she is sitting there quoting the Articles of Confederation and telling the cop that he doesn't know the law. He needs to go read the law. He can read the law all day long and not find this. But I thought that was she's a free inhabitant. I was like, man, I've never heard that before. I'm going to have to go check me that out. Anyway, what other quick ones can we do? Michael Hausen is going to join us in the next hour. Always have fun when he's in. On, up, whatever. After Trump's speech, though, he had some news, which is totally different because he would tell you that Trump has no chance. He'd be happy to tell you that. But as Donald Trump was wrapping up the GOP convention last night by accepting the party's nomination, pollster Frank Luntz offered one huge prediction. Frank said, mark my words, the speech will put Trump either even with or ahead of Hillary in the polls by Monday. Okay. Now, there are many on the left that, you know how it goes. They're just not going to like it no matter what. And I know that, I can't think of the guy's name, but he's definitely a Hillary lover. And lack of a better way of putting it. I mean, he just loves her. He just goos all over her. And he's a Democratic strategist, and he's a consultant. Doug Schoen, I think is his name. You'll see him on Fox and other places. Yeah, he's up. He's actually on Fox right now. He is a Hillary supporter to the end, and he said this will cause her problems. That Trump speech from Thursday night will cause her problems. Now, there are some that say that Trump's speech was overly negative, maybe even hurtful. One said the address could be enough to catapult a billionaire businessman beyond his opponent, Hillary Clinton. He said, mark my words, a Republican pollster tweeted, this speech will put Trump over or even with Hillary. Now, according to an instant poll conducted by CNN, 57% of the voters who watched Trump's speech had a very positive reaction, while 18% said the reaction was somewhat positive. 24% said the address had a negative effect. So 75% of those who watched Trump's speech having a very positive or somewhat positive reaction to it, which, of course, is causing Trump naysayers a lot of heartburn. I agree. That's right, and I agree. So The additional 73% of voters who watched the speech, most of whom are likely Republicans, said the policies of the GOP nominee proposed will send the U.S. into the right direction. Here's the problem Hillary's got. No matter what comes up or what she does, you have almost 70% of the country that say we are ahead, not just 73% of Republican voters. You have a little over 70% of this country that says we're in the wrong direction. I think it was 19% said that they weren't sure. So you only have 10% of this country, maybe 50. Let's say the poll's done incorrectly, 50. That say, yeah, we're right on track. She's got to fight that. That's hers to win back, not his. Now, it's not the GOP policies, by the way. It'll be the GOP nominee. It'll be Trump who institutes. He's not going to let them push him around. I think that's why they're so afraid of him. I really believe that. Now, that course is a conventional wisdom of a phenomenon known as the post-convention bump in polls. Regardless, Trump's pulling ahead of Hillary in the polls, which will be, you know, he's really beating the crud out of her with the libertarians, with the decline of states. He's doing great. Well, when I checked it last, I haven't checked it a couple days, but when I checked it last week, he had double-digit leads over her. I don't mean 11% either. He had double-digit leads over her. So we'll see where he's at when he comes back over the next few days. And he plans on running right out starting Monday. He'll probably start over the weekend, but starting Monday at least, campaigning against her. That's what he's starting with. I'm dying to see how next week works out for the Democrats during their convention. Now, the Democrats' convention is kicking off next week, as you know. Well, let's see what the little bombs that Trump throws out there to kind of steal thunder from the convention. And it'll be interesting to see how Hillary's convention rubs off on her now that Trump has put her on major defense, not to mention the fact that when it comes to Hillary, right, to know her is not to love her, as they say. The less exposure, the better her chances. Yeah, they are trying to keep her hidden because you're going to see her frailties, and she's got a lot of them. You check the internet; she's got a lot of she has had a lot of accidents, tripping accidents. You can see where she's having trouble concentrating. You see it in her face. You know, they made fun of Reagan, and that was okay because he was an old white guy. Right? That was perfectly fine. Whole different animal. If you say, man, she looks like she's got trouble. Well, you're making fun of a woman, and a white woman at that. Impossible. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Again, our hearts and prayers go out to those people in Germany that lost loved ones today and might still be in the hospital. Michael Hausman will join me in the next hour. Don't go far. Don't leave. What is that? Don't leave town. Hang out. We've got a lot I want to talk about. We'll be right back.